Welcome to Buddy Speak.
3, 2, 1.
I'm ready.
Dude. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Full circle. We're back.
That doesn't make sense, but we're in a first circle.
I just counted to 10. Woo, we're making records on this here Buddy Speak. Channon, if you could tell yourself, if you could go back in time and tell yourself one thing before you started your freshman year, what would it be and why?
Make sure your roommate is okay. At least.
Make sure you know who you're rooming with. Did you know, two of our friends, Chase and Brandon, are rooming together?
Not until now.
Yeah, well, they're rooming together, and that sounds like the best thing ever. Because if we roomed together...
Oh!
What a treat that would have been.
That'd be one whole treat, dude.
Hey, so a couple new things we want to announce for Buddy Speak. We have a new website. You can find that link on our Twitter. Which is just Buddy Speak.
Yeah. No, it's actually at @buddy_speak.
Yes, you're right. @buddy_speak. You can find our website there. This website lets you go, lets you email us questions straight from the thing. So you didn't have to go to your Gmail account. You can just go in there, type in a subject, ask a question, and then you're done. We're literally making it easy for you.
Yeah.
This is the easiest process for you.
It's great. So,
yeah.
Thanks for helping us out, pals.
Okay.
All right, now we're going to draw from the...
Wait, no, hold on. We got to introduce this.
So this is the Jar of Opportunity, and...
Okay, so I guess that's the thing. Every week we're going to rename this jar. So we have a jar. We have a jar full of topics. Full of enriching topics that we're going to draw from.
It's going to be great.
That we've each written down something. So if Channon wrote it down, then I have to read it. But if I wrote it down, then he has to read it.
All right, this one says dancing.
Did you write that?
No, you wrote this.
I wrote dancing down. Okay. All right. So now we got to talk about dancing for at least 15 minutes. So let's go into that.
Okay. I know I'm not very gifted at this dancing topic. But I really don't have a story for this.
But I don't have a story.
I'm saying I'm not very gifted at it.
Well, let's talk about proms, because people dance at proms. You have a story.
That's true, but all you gotta do is spin in a circle and hold your mate.
No. Dancing is very... I think today's dancing is pretty simple. Like, rather than like 50 years ago, people were like in ballroom dancings, doing the things like the I'm trying to think of like ballroom dancing.
No, dancing is not simple nowadays.
No, it's not. No, it is, because all you gotta do is put your hand in your elbow and put your elbow.
Okay. Prom dancing.
Hello.
Yes.
Dab. Like, that's easy. People do that nowadays.
Those are just moves.
And then the whip and the nay-nay. That's dance moves.
But choreographed actual moves are difficult.
Oh, wait. Okay. This reminds me of something. I remember when you were in one of our... our...
Spit it out, pal.
I'm trying. You were cast as a dancer in Thoroughly Modern Millie, our show for our junior year. And the opening number, you look so confused the whole time.
Well, it's because our theater teacher, she got really mad at me because it was 3 weeks from the show and I still didn't know the dance moves. I basically watched and tried to copy everyone.
It's like everybody's smiling and this big guy in the back is frantically frowning and trying to look at other people.
I'm focusing on other people and trying to mirror their doings.
It was so funny. Oh, that's very funny. I remember the audition process for that show. Remember that?
No.
When we all had to get in like groups and dance. Do you remember that?
Maybe, yeah.
And we were the worst dancers.
I love it because no one doesn't make the show.
Yeah, I know.
It's great.
It's like, where do you fit? It's kind of like my theater department.
Where do you fit?
Yeah, it's like, where do you fit in the shows that we're doing?
Me in the back.
That's where I'm trying to fit.
Good.
You are good.
No. Stop trying to sugarcoat stuff,
now,
dude.
Listen.
That's not how it works in this life.
Not, I'm not trying to sugarcoat it.
Dude, I got all three. Oh,
I want to talk to you about something, because Taylor actually mentioned this to me. When we auditioned for High School Musical, you really tried. You really, really, really tried.
I did try.
And then after that, you didn't get it, you just...
Didn't get what? I got Coach Bolton.
I know, that was pretty good, was it? Did
yes.
you think that was pretty good? But what? You didn't get Troy, and neither did I.
Uh-huh.
So...
What about it?
Taylor was like, yeah, after he didn't get Troy, he didn't really care anymore. Like,
well, no, it didn't. Well, but
no, I didn't.
Well, at the same time, I feel like it would have been really bad, because, like, I barely knew my part as a small Coach Bolton. Imagine if I had to do the whole freaking show.
We're screaming!
Gliding! Oh, those God. Are not the words.
You as Troy Bolton would be the best thing ever.
Would I have to grow up my hair and stuff? Flick my hair from back and to and fro.
Just trying to imagine you with that hair gives me this headache.
No, like, no. The headache is trying to watch me dance out there by myself.
I'm a jock and I'm also a cool dancer. Look
at
me.
Oh my God.
That is very funny.
Like with the balls and stuff, like you were passing the balls everywhere, I would totally drop it maybe.
Yeah, we did that in our, because I was Troy in another production of it. And we had this basketball goal. We had this basketball goal that we would shoot at, and I would have to make the shot every time. That wasn't an option. So, if I missed the shot, someone below me would have to, like, get the rebound and throw it back up. And many balls hit audience members. Like, a lot of balls, like, hit the rim.
Outside, Jake.
Just slap him right in the head. Completely airball it.
Oh, ow!
Completely airball it. Someone has a broken nose. That's had to funny. Pause the show.
No, I airballed it before. In front of... You gotta realize, there's like 100 people there. And they're watching me attempt to play basketball, and I'm failing at it. And whenever I did make the shot, they did cheer. But I was pretty, I wasn't really meaty. You know, I was kind of like a thin boy at that time. Still kind of am. But not as much. I feel like I've been eating a lot of food
lately.
That's another thing that college, it's like you make your own decisions, mm-hmm. which can be a great thing and which could be a terrible thing. In this instance, it's a terrible thing because you can eat what you want to eat. So sometimes, if I quit covering the microphone, don't just do that.
It's all right. I got distracted.
Anyway, so why'd you get distracted? I'm talking about college. And food. Your favorite thing.
Not the first one.
Okay. Anyway. Food in college is like fuel.
Fuel for your fire.
It's like unleaded fuel. If you want better fuel, you're going to have to pay more money for it. You know what I'm saying?
No. Not necessarily. You just swipe in and you choose what you desire at the dining halls.
Yeah, that's true.
And we always go straight toward the pizza line.
No, there
while
is
the
no.
While the salad line is empty.
That's... No, there is no pizza line. The pizza's just there. And open. And not fresh. And very crusty. And then there's always...
Not
this,
mine.
The
mine was pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
Our pizza sucked. Our pizza... The only thing good about, like, our diner was the omelets.
Omelets?
The omelets there were amazing.
Dude.
Phenomenal omelets.
Dude, you had to request an omelet, and I was really shy. I was like,
wait, Wait, what?
What?
You had to request an omelet?
Well, there was like a chef back there.
Like, you
turned
a paper, like, I want two omelets today, please.
No, no, like
bacon and egg and cheese.
Like, you get in a line, and, like, there's, like, one line of food, and, like, goes in a circle, and there's this one guy with, like, a hibachi grill back there and stuff, and you're like, and some people would be like, hey, can I have an omelet with cheese? And, like, he'd be like, sure. And so he'd, like, crack two eggs and, like, throw that sucker together. And I never did that.
Can I have an egg with an omelet? With all my black olive.
I fucking screw up or something.
Can I have a Chandon with an omelet? Oh, oh,
man. My name is Omelet. I like a Chandon.
Like one or two Chandons, please. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, but like the omelets were the best thing about it. So know your options. If you have money, you can go out to eat. I mostly ate Taco Bell, which was not good for me.
Mm-mm, not good.
You need to, and your bowels will be messed up. You'll poop real bad, so
don't. I never had that problem.
Why didn't you have that problem?
I don't know. Everyone always told me, don't go to Taco Bell, because you'll have, like, rocket poop or something. And I was like, I never had a problem with Taco Bell in my poop. I never had diarrhea from Taco Bell.
Really?
No.
Well, it's because you eat different things in between each thing. You know, one day I had Taco Bell for just 3 days, and that messed me up, dude. I was in the bathroom for 3 hours.
It's not good. Whoop.
I was screaming. Actually, you know, the episode before I left, I said that there was this, like, weird thing, like a lemon seed in the back of my throat. Do you remember me saying that?
Yeah.
I said that there was a lemon seed. It felt like I was swallowing and there was a lemon seed that was back. That lemon seed was apparently a bad sickness that I got. So when I got there, I was in the bathroom all night long throwing up stomach bile and other things. I was just in there tearing it up and I was pooping.
Stomach. Chime.
Yeah. Yeah. Chime.
Chime. Yeah. Chime.
Chime.
Stomach chime. Yeah. That's actually not it, because that'd be like half poop.
Stomach chime. Well, yeah. It. But apparently, you know when you got to the bile part when your throw up is green. So like I'm in the bathroom like. Like I sound like an animal, and
And there's always that one guy that walks by like. You good?
Because I'm so embarrassed by that. Like I don't want to puke while someone's in there, you know? But at this point, I was like, you know what? I can't do this anymore. I'm going to have to puke. So I did. And it felt terrible.
That's when all 13 of my members were in there.
Yes. Seriously, though. I felt like I was about to puke up my esophagus or something.
That's not possible.
Well, it felt like it was possible, and the way that I was.
No, dude, have you ever dry heaved? And it feels like your stomach's gonna come out of your mouth. It's like shoving up on your heart, and it hurts. It hurts your whole body.
So if your heart ever goes dead, just gag a lot.
Just gag, yeah.
Resuscitate your heart by gagging. That's fine.
That works. What if when people die, they just, like, vomited? Just like old people just sit there.
That way you know that they're dead. Like, yeah. Once they die, it's like, let death take him, sweetheart. Let death take him.
Okay.
Let the sweet embrace of death take him.
Yeah, it's like you're sitting there holding your hand. You can go. It's okay. Okay. You can let go.
Okay. I'll see you. I'll see you in the next life.
Yeah, it's like not like peaceful at all.
Yeah, it's the worst.
It's like not beautiful.
Or they just like shrivel up like a cockroach and then start withering to
the
ground.
Yeah, yeah. They just okay. Yeah, they wither up like a spider, and they go. That's how you know they die. They just go.
They died in the fetal position.
They couldn't see me, but it's okay.
Yeah, no, it's not okay because they can't see you. That's
I was just like,
it was.
I curled
like a,
up.
You curled up in a fetal position.
I curled up like a ball. That's how you die.
Or they just. What is the? We already went into this, but like...
Curl up and die with you!
Yeah, that's great. Okay, Channon, you wanna get...
Wait, you were about to say something.
I forgot what I was gonna say, so I'm gonna...
Figure it out!
Okay, well, I didn't know you're eating Sour Patch Kids. I'm gonna draw from the jar right now, okay?
Alright.
So, it is...
Is it from me, or it's definitely from me?
Yes, it's from you. It says jewelry.
Jewelry?
Jewelry. What about jewelry do you want to talk about? Well, why did you write that? Why did that...
Remember, dude, these were just things that just popped in my head. I wrote them down.
I think I actually wrote jewelry as well, so we... Probably gonna have to remove that one, but...
I think you're lying.
I don't think I am.
I don't think you did.
Jewelry these days is expensive.
Dude... Girls like jewelry, and it's really difficult to buy because it is expensive. Yeah, it is. I do not need to spend my money on rocks.
On rocks? They're not just rocks.
Rocks and golden, silver...
bands.
Yeah.
Well, you know, engagement rings are probably the most expensive jewelry that we're probably going to have to buy.
Probably, maybe. I hope
so. Taylor's is probably like $3,000.
$300,000.
No. That's the price of a house.
That's the price of one home. One good home.
One home or one ring. Like, that's... I'll take the home,
I'm
please.
I'm getting 300. I don't think there's one that exists that much.
I think Abby's is like 940 something. It might be cheaper.
$40, dude? I don't sign me up, dude.
Well, you're... Like, why do you want this expensive ring?
I don't know. They say it symbolizes something. Like, it symbolizes your love.
Marriage? Yeah, it does.
No.
Why you buy it?
No. But like, the expensiveness and how expensive it is and how good it looks.
I thought my love was
priceless. It shows you how much you love me. No! If that was the case, then, like, I'd have no money. So I'm not going to spend that much money on something that you're going to wear on your finger.
You're getting so angry.
And you'll probably drop it down the drain and then cry.
And then I'll be crying, too.
And I'll cry, too, because I paid for that. And guess what? I'm going to have to buy a new one. I didn't get the $100 insurance on it to replace it if you did something like that. It's your stupid fault.
Don't wear your ring in the shower! Don't wear your ring in the shower!
Stupid.
That's funny.
Women.
No. You can't just say that.
No, women.
You can't just say women. You can't just say that anymore.
Again, I just said it.
Okay, you did, but that's... whatever.
I'm saying they like expensive things. Not because it's actually good or valuable, just because it is expensive.
Some girls like that.
Like...
Some girls do like that.
No, I mean like... Like a purse.
It's that brand name.
It's the brand name.
It's the brand name, yeah.
Like
Ray-Bans. You have Ray-Bans, right?
Yeah. She bought it for me. I'm like, yeah, they're good glasses and all, but they're not $200 worth of plastic, which is literally what they are.
Really?
Yes. Plastic?
I would draw on a crayon. I would draw with a crayon Ray-Ban. Ray-Ban Z.
With a Z.
Copyright infringement.
Patent pending. I said banding. Patent pending.
Panda patent. Panda patent.
Panda patent.
Panda patent. Patent pending. Oh, that's funny. So, what is the last thing you bought, Taylor? I actually want to know.
Food.
Besides food. Sorry. Like, what? Okay, what's the last piece of jewelry that you bought, Taylor?
Jewelry?
Do you remember?
Probably her ring.
Her ring.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think jewelry-wise.
Probably earrings, I would say. Abby likes quirky little earrings, like one with waffles on them.
With waffles?
Like waffles or like...
Do they have syrup?
Teddy bears? Oh, yeah, they totally do.
No, that's what I put real syrup on them. So it's the real effect.
I don't think
that really brings out the character.
No. Earrings are not people. They're earrings. like, just for decoration.
It really brings out their personality. Their personality.
Sticky?
Sticky and wet makes mommy upset.
Wait, what's that from?
You know where it's from.
I do. Oh, no.
You know exactly where it's from.
I don't. I forgot.
No, you know.
I forgot.
You're going to have to guess.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to remember it at the end.
Yep.
Is it Jimmy Neutron? Let's pick another topic.
All right. So,
it's my draw turn.
Thank okay, you. Well, I don't know if it's one of yours or mine. I hope it's one of mine, because I do good ones.
Oh, there's two.
All right, pick one. Doing this jar every week, oh, so
this is for me.
Also, yeah, that's what our website's for. So if you have a suggestion or like a one-word response that we can put in the jar, we'll write it down there and we'll mix them up.
We'll mix them up for you.
You put the word white. What does that mean, Jaden?
I'm telling you, just words that came to my brain and I wrote them down.
White. Okay. Why didn't you put black? Hmm.
I don't know.
Or brown.
Or green.
Or yellow.
I don't know, dude. All right. I literally just wrote down a color. We're okay. Draw again.
No, we're not. We're not. We're not. We're not. You put down white. I want to know why you put down white.
Ryan, this was like a few months ago. I don't remember.
Okay. You put... I can't...
No! Put it back in there. We're talking about white.
Okay, let's talk about the color white. Go for it.
I need to make these more complicated, dude.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, it's...
Well, you said you're not right. Specific.
I'm gonna open this jar, and you're gonna write the word it, and I'm gonna be like, Jaden, you wrote the word it. Like, that could mean a lot of things.
Well, you said not broad, but not narrow.
Not specific.
not specific, but not like... not too
bland.
Not too big.
Yeah, gotcha.
So I wrote white.
You're right. We are two... Caucasian males, you're right.
That's not what I'm talking about.
What?
I mean, the paper we're drawn from, it's white. White paper.
How did they get paper white?
Do you know? Bleach it.
How did they get it so thin?
They cut it.
Well, duh.
With thin cutters.
But, like, is it each...
Yeah.
Like, on the tree, yeah. Is it, like, little cuts...
No, they don't just take a tree like here, just make some paper.
That's what I thought they did. Do they grind it down and then they...
I think it's recycled.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay. People are like, stop throwing away paper. It's wasteful from the environment. I'm not even joking. I threw away like 40 blank sheets of paper one time because I did not need them. I didn't know what to do with them, so I threw them away.
So you didn't put them in the recycle?
No, I threw them away.
In the trash.
In the trash can.
We'll go in... to the trash island.
Yes. Did you know that there can't be white without black? There can't be light without darkness. Did you know that?
What does it have to do with trash?
No, I'm saying well, it has everything to do with white.
Oh, we're talking about white.
Yeah.
That's right.
You can't have light without darkness.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have darkness, how are you going to know what light is?
If you have light, how do you... know what darkness is.
Yep, you're right. What's your favorite color, Shannon? I cannot believe this show has come to this. What's your favorite color?
We've come to what's your favorite color. Well, I always wear really dark things like all the time.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that? I always wear dark things.
I always wear grays. Always. I'm a gray guy. But
light gray or dark gray? I wear black a lot.
Yeah. I don't notice it. There was one time that you came to my house, and you were like, I don't know what you were wearing, but it made me angry. You were wearing like a button-up with like slacks and a belt, and like these new shoes that you bought. And you're like, hey, what's up? I'm here. And I was like, what are you wearing? Please change. You're not
into your normal stuff.
You're not into your normal attire. Wear basketball. Wear basketball shorts and a
sleeveless shirt
and a tee.
Yeah, and a tee. What was it for? Was it for a birthday?
We were having like a party or something. You were like, "Hey, it would impress people or something." I don't know.
How long ago was this?
It was like last summer. Pretty sure it was last summer.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
For my attire, my mom was probably like, "You."
Probably not.
It was probably my mom's fault, okay? Okay, dude.
Well,
can we just leave it at that?
I think the worst activity for me is shopping for clothes. I absolutely hate it. I hate trying on the clothes.
Well,
I hate hanging them back up.
I wouldn't mind if they were like actually good clothes, but when you end up in like Ross, it's like, oh my god,
it's like suits, like you're
straight. Wait, this is a red shirt.
If I have to try on one more piece of slacks, I'm going to kill myself.
Dude, I hate wearing pants or shorts, or I'm sorry, trying them on because I can never find my size.
Yeah.
And like I'll find one that's like close. I'm just like, these will do.
I get genuinely angry when I'm in a dressing room and I have like 50 different clothes to wear.
It takes like a whole minute to like get them on and off, and then you're like, well, that one didn't
work. So impatient. Like, people around the world, they only have one shirt. Like, you realize that.
People, all these clothes.
I have options. Like, that's disgusting.
Yeah. I have to throw away my surplus of clothes and give it to Goodwill.
I have to drive to Goodwill.
Oh, jeez.
I have a car.
I have to drive to Goodwill with my Mercedes Benz. I want a Lamborghini. Jesus.
Man, all of our topics are just going to end on how we're just ungrateful human beings. Quit crushing that.
Dude, it's a great thing to crush.
Crushing cans. My grandma had a, like a can crusher. You put the can in there, and then you crush the can.
Dude, that's...
That was real fun.
That's great.
Okay, I'm going to draw another topic. We usually do three of these, but today we're
going
to do a whole...
Well, it's because we're going through all my topics.
Yeah, exactly. And that's your topic, and I'm... You probably put oxygen because I saw a little bit. This is
It's Brian Hine.
Now this one's one of mine, and this is a good one.
It's a good one.
Yeah,
all
it's
right.
A good one.
Let's see what it says. I'm almost positive I put the word Shrek in there.
So, here's your problem. You're so bland, and then you're specific. Yeah. Shrek 2 at part 5 minutes. Talk about this, all these pixels.
Bad move. Okay, I understand what I need to write down next time.
Categories. Categories.
You put down topics. I'm like, okay, topics.
Okay, so what did I write, Channon?
You wrote down bad movies.
What is the worst recent bad movie that you've seen? And I'll tell you mine, and it is Pixels, the movie. I made the conscious... Actually, it was probably Paul Blart Mall Cop 2.
Dude, there's a lot of bad movies out there. I actually can't think of one. Right now.
I can think of like five.
It's just one that it's just kind of like, it's those ones that have like a good story, like a good feeling story, but the acting is just like, ah! You just want to yell at them.
I think, no, the last bad movie I saw was Looney Tunes Back in Action.
Oh, Christ.
I only watched it because there's like cartoons like jumping around in it. The acting in it is the worst acting I've ever seen.
Hey, how are you doing, Bugs Bunny?
Bugs Bunny, come with me on an adventure! Cut, am I doing it right?
Oh, you're doing just great.
You're doing just great.
Just fine.
The movie's not about you, it's about cartoons. You're doing just great. They're making a lot of those, they're making too many sequels.
Dude.
Like, there's a fifth Ice Age.
You know what
What? We don't need a fifth Ice Age.
Probably the worst movie I ever saw was Shrek 4.
That's horrible. You mean Shrek 3? You probably haven't seen Shrek
4. No, both of them. They were awful.
3 was bad, but 4 was...
No, 4 wasn't even Shrek. It was just like...
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it was like... Okay, well, it was Shrek dreaming at his kid's birthday party.
No,
when he got, like, knocked out or something.
No.
And, like, Fiona becomes, like, a barbarian. That's all I knew.
It's still Shrek, though.
I fell asleep, like, halfway through that movie. Seriously. No, you know what I honestly think is going to be the worst movie ever?
What?
Angry Birds the movie.
Oh, no, I'm definitely seeing that.
Why? Dude, you watch these stupid movies, and you're like, oh, they're the greatest ever. And then you won't watch, like, Batman vs. Superman, which I heard is not that great, but yeah, I haven't
exactly seen
it.
You're proving my point, which I heard is not that great.
But no, like, you love superhero movies. And, like, we watched Deadpool and everything, and it was okay.
Yeah, it wasn't very good. Like, it was just okay, you know?
It was kind of funny, but it was, like, a little bit over the top.
Well, to be fair...
It wasn't, like, it wasn't to Marvel standards. Well, it wasn't I think Stan Lee was, like, drunk or something when he wrote about Deadpool.
Stan Lee doesn't write it.
He does? He's a comic guy.
No, he doesn't write the script.
No, I'm talking about just Deadpool in general. Just making the character.
He had multiple partners. I'm sure he...
No, it's just Stan Lee.
No, it's not just Stan Lee.
Yeah, it Stan Lee.
I'm Stan Lee. I'm Bob Lee. That's my impression of Stan. Quit doing things to the microphone. It's our only microphone.
Yeah, that's true. You make sure we're still on air.
We are on air.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
We're not going to cut out.
No, we're not.
One of our greatest episodes ever.
This is not. I totally don't think this is, but you know what?
I'm talking about that one time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We did record one episode one time that got
and
like...
And it was really good.
It was real good, and we had a lot of laughs, and it didn't record at all. But we got a new system, so that's good.
Better quality system of computer... Worst quality of speaking.
I want to talk about movies for a second. What was your first movie? Do you remember what your first movie was?
Jesus, dude. I don't know.
My first movie was the Tigger movie. And the I cried. Tigger movie. I cried in it. I was like 6 years old and I cried.
I'm pretty sure you watched the movie before you were six.
Probably.
All right. I think the latest
adult,
movie...
There were some adult themes in that.
In the Tigger movie?
Yes. There were some adult themes.
I think the earliest I can remember is the first Spider-Man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Your parents let you watch that?
I was at the drive-in movie theater. Because we watched one movie that I don't remember because I didn't care. And then there's always a second movie afterward that's usually like PG-13 or R or something. And that's when usually all the families with like kids leave. But... We were about to leave. I'm like, no. I was like, this is a superhero movie. And so they were like, oh, okay. They were kind of skeptical because they thought I was going to be like a violent like child after this.
Well, you're pretty violent.
I'm not violent, dude.
I'm just kidding. You're not violent.
I'm just loud sometimes. Well, you're pretty loud.
I'm louder than you.
You're very much louder than me. But like, dude, and it was raining outside and like, we had to get inside the truck, and, like, you know how, like, in a drive-in theater, you had to, like, turn on the radio to, like, listen?
Yeah.
And so I was just, like, glued to the window, like, the outside window, and just watching Spider-Man, and, dude, greatest movie
ever.
Oh,
that sounds fun.
And after that, for, like, the next, like, 2 years, I jumped around the house going, pew, pew, pew. Like, with the Spider-Man.
Web shooters?
The web shooters, yeah.
How do you feel about the new Spider-Man? Because that's, I haven't seen movie yet. I haven't seen Civil War yet.
I feel like I can't get attached because they keep changing people.
But I think this one's a final one because Marvel... Sony is not the owner of Spider-Man anymore. It's Marvel now.
But I miss Andrew Garfield.
He was pretty good. He was pretty good.
He was great.
Yeah, but he was supposed to play a high schooler and he looked like he was 26.
No!
Yeah.
He graduated.
No, he didn't. Yeah, he graduated in the second movie. Mm-hmm. You're right. He did graduate.
Those were great movies, dude.
Yeah.
Those two right there, they were great.
They were pretty good. I liked them.
You keep your mouth shut? Because they were going to come out with a third one with Mary Jane, and they didn't.
You're right, they didn't.
And now he's showing it in Civil War.
You're right. As a different person. Three Spider-Mans.
So we have Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3. Then we have The Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2.
And then
what's this guy gonna be?
The phenomenal Spider-Man.
The ultimate Spider-Man. Then what happens when they fire that guy?
Do you know what the new movie's called?
What?
The new Spider-Man movie?
I didn't look them out with a Spider-Man movie.
They are, and it's called Spider-Man. That's it. It's called Spider-Man, and then it's called Spider-Man, and then under it says Spider-Man Homecoming.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
No, come on, give it a chance. It's supposed to be like a high school kind of... He's supposed to be a high schooler.
No, he's supposed to be married to Mary Jane right now.
So you'd rather... You're saying you'd rather have... If
if you could have your way, you'd rather have no remakes ever.
No.
That's
what I want. The Amazing Spider-Man.
You want the Amazing
Spider-Man. I want Spider-Man. Andrew Garfield back, and I want the third movie with Shailene Woodley being Mary Jane, and it would have been great, but they canceled it.
You're right. Yeah, that project got dropped real quick.
If you maybe they should take that movie, so like Sony should come up with his own thing called Tarantula Man, so it's kind of like a spider.
Oh, that is a spider.
I know, but it's still Tarantula Man. But he just kind of like,
that doesn't roll.
My new suit. I'm Tarantula Man now. And it's the same thing.
No, Chandon, no. That's not really appealing. Look at me, I'm brown. I'm Tarantula Man. I feel like there has to be a voice change. Mary Jane, I'm Tarantula Man.
Ew. That sounds like a villain.
Yeah, it does sound like a villain. Tarantula Man sounds like a villain because they're normally scary. Why would you want Tarantula Man?
I don't know.
And that doesn't roll off the tongue well.
Insect Man.
That's just stupid.
Yeah, that's pretty dumb. Well, I mean, they came out with Ant-Man, so...
That was pretty good. Have you seen that movie?
It was pretty good.
It was a pretty good movie.
Paul Rudd.
He's in Civil War as well.
I know. They're all coming together, and they're all going to beat up each other, and then they're all going to be friends again. That's how it's going to work.
Probably.
Because, like, this is stupid. Because Bucky or whatever his name is.
Because Bucky.
Because, like, freaking, like, Bucky is, like...
is like. I could listen to you say Bucky, like, all day. It's very funny saying it again.
It's, like, freaking, like... Captain America's best friend or, like, brother is, like, Bucky. So, like, he has to, like, defend him. But I feel like Bucky is, like... I feel like he has, like, mind control over him or something. Because he knew he knows he's evil because they beat each other up one time. But, like, they're totally, like...
No, they...
They're totally lovers.
What?
I think they're totally lovers.
They're lovers.
They're lovers.
They're lovers. They That's why he will... He was my... He's my friend. Sorry. Tony, he's my friend. So is it like...
Because we had something special!
Yeah, it's basically like that. Basically like that, though. If you could be one superhero, who would it be? I don't think I would be...
Superman.
Really? You'd be Superman?
Yeah, you know it.
You wouldn't be from this planet.
Yep.
I think I'd be like...
Kryptonite does not exist.
I think I would be like... Yes, it does. I think it would be. You're right, but if you were Superman, Kryptonite would exist.
In this real world, like you were saying, what superhero would you want to be? I said Superman.
Well,
there's no Kryptonite in this world. I'm indestructible.
No, assuming you take the place of the character in the movies. Assuming you take the place of the character.
Who has the Kryptonite?
Lex Luthor.
Well, I won't let him get to me.
Okay. That's a good excuse. I won't let him get to me. But what happens when he gets to you?
But who's Lex Luthor in this real world? There's people...
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
He's not smart enough to make it. Since there's no Kryptonite in this world, that means there's no one smart enough to make it. Got it?
No, you're confusing me.
So, everyone has to take a role. Someone has to be Ant-Man.
No, based on my abilities, I'd probably... Because I don't have very many abilities.
That's the whole point of being a superhero.
I know,
if you had their abilities, then you'd be the superhero.
I feel like I wouldn't be Spider-Man because I don't know how to aim. I'm not a good aimer. And I would not aim the web in the correct position... So yeah, I like, just keep, like, constantly shooting until I finally
try to open the door,
fall to my death.
I, like, try to open the door and, like, hit the mirror, like, damn.
Yeah, like, I feel like if these superheroes were realistic...
He needs a red dot, scope on it.
Yeah. I feel like if these superheroes were realistic, they have to miss at least some point. Yeah. Like, Spider-Man always gets the web on the right thing that he wants to.
And Iron Man is always like, pew, pew,
pew, pew. Iron Man perfectly always hits every bad guy and the shield comes right
back. I think the coolest superhero is Iron Man. Just the coolest personality.
Yeah.
And everything.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Either him or Batman. I like Batman.
He's cool as a superhero, but not as a person.
Yeah.
Like, he does cool, like, awesome stuff.
I think the Joker's, like, the best villain, honestly.
Yeah, that's true.
He's a psychopath.
I also like the Green Goblin.
No.
I'm biased because that's what the first Superman was.
Yeah. What?
That's what the first Superman was.
Green Goblin?
I'm sorry, Spider-Man. There's too many S and mans in there.
Too many S's and mans. They need to make something like Tarantula Man or something.
Tarantula Man. I'm going to bring that to Stan Lee. He's like, when he has like dementia, and be like, yes, here's a check for $1 million for that idea.
And not deliver on it.
Yeah, and not deliver on it, but he gave me $1 million.
You'll just bring in a squished spider. Here's a Tarantula Man. Have fun with your tarantula that you paid $1 million for. Well, that's going to do it for us here at Buddy Speak. Thank you so much for listening.
Here at Buddy Speak, what does that mean? We don't have a corporation like area.
Yeah, we do.
You said here at Buddy Speak.
Here at Buddy Speak. This room that we're in recording in, this is Buddy Speak.
This is your room.
You're right. And it's Buddy Speak.
Well, apparently this is Buddy Speak, and we'll talk to y'all later.
Yeah, we will. Also, be sure to email us topics for the Jar of Topics. We've pre-recorded a couple episodes to give us a little bit of room, so we'll be back to you next week. So, tell them bye, Chandon.
Bye.